But, you know, I want to say one thing about, there were a lot of hairy things going on up in the area. We had the greatest flying club in the world, you know, with the Cessna 210. Ken Collins has taken the doctor up and go let him check out.
Where the doctor?
And they forget to put the gear down in the airplane, and then they're on their belly still trying to taxi off the runway. All that sort of thing. We jacked it up and fixed it real quick.
The brakes were bad.
Before an accident was up there. There's other things about that airplane. It's one of the greatest airplanes in the world. And I only flew the SR a couple times. But I thought the A-12 felt so much better, so much lighter. It was a lot lighter airplane. They needed a lot more horsepower, and they got bigger engines as a result in the SR-71. Our A-12 would get to altitude quicker, but because the CIA was getting tired of spending money on expensive airplanes when they like to be putting their black suits on, you know, all that stuff that they did, our program eventually got sold down the river and said, we're going to fold it up. But as our program is in the progress of folding up and we were starting to get rid of people, I got a call and they said, can we still go on this mission? And we had gotten rid of quite a few people. Can we still do a mission? The SR has been asked to do it, and they can't do it. We said, we can do it if you give us the priority and get our people back, something especially key people. We got the people back, we went across the ocean in good shape. Mel was the first one over, and flew the first mission right on schedule. It worked out fine. We were there just about 1 year, came back, and of course they put the planes in the graveyard, which was, you know, a sad day in most of our minds. But there were other things that you never hear about, like that Dennis made the flight nonstop from Okinawa back to Area 51, and you know, it's an all-time speed record. Nobody ever came close to getting across that ocean in that time period. Of course, there's no way that you could publicize that sort of thing in the agency. We wouldn't even say CIA, much less, you know, what they talk about it now. Many of you have read the Oxcart program, which was a wrap-up of our A-12 program. And it was eventually declassified, and there's a lot of copies floating around nowadays. If you ever get your hands on it, it's very interesting. But all these guys, including Mel and Walt Ray, guys that we've lost or that have passed on since, you know, it was the greatest flying club I ever belonged to. And they didn't let me fly very often. I managed, but it was an experience every one of you would have found so rewarding, and certainly one will none of us will ever forget. And it's our pleasure to be here today and give you just a small bit of what really went on. Thank you.